الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين صدق الله العظيم. So we have changed our location from there to here because it gets very full day obstruction as well as some brothers are saying that the voice is not carrying forward. So inshallah this will be our new place. For as many Ramzans, Allah give us the tawfiq of seeing, inshaAllah. Amen. And give us the tawfiq of doing program also from here. So alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, and out of the month of Ramadan, we do all kinds of deeds, all kinds of, you know, a'mal. And we doing this because we want it to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for deeds to be accepted by Allah ta'ala, we in our spiritual selves have to be pure and clean. Because if the deeds are carried out from a heart that is not clean, is not purified, then those deeds don't have an effect by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to have what are called positive qualities. Now in the past years, I think 2 years in a row, when we were doing this tazkiyah segment, then we spoke about negative qualities, you know, about jealousy and hatred and malice and all of that. But while that is there, there are positive qualities also that we are supposed to inculcate. Like for example, taqwa, sincerity, honesty, gratefulness, what we call being generous and so forth. All these are those qualities which are the positive qualities, alhamdulillah. So when we're doing amal, when our heart is inculcated and imbued with the positive qualities, then these deeds are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From among the most important positive quality is that what we refer to as taqwa. Taqwa. And we have to ask ourselves, obviously, what is the meaning of taqwa? But we must understand that, you know, in the electricity, you get the one which is the live wire. That is the current that's coming through. If you touch that wire, then we know what will happen also. So the live wire for our amal getting accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa. If we have got taqwa, then all the deeds that are carried out, inshallah, will reach on the live line by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if those deeds, if there's no taqwa, then those deeds are going to get blocked. So that is one of the most positive qualities that we are supposed to inculcate when it comes to our deeds and acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you get a body of a person, he's got bad qualities also. You know, he's got a heart problem and he's got kidney problem and he's got whatever problem, but he has also got some good qualities. He's got some good characteristics in his body that is making him function still well. So likewise with our spiritual self also, while we are focusing on the base qualities which we spoke about in the past 2 years, we must also focus and make use and ask Allah to increase us in the positive qualities. So that is taqwa, my respected friends and brothers. Now this word taqwa, it appears in the Quran 249 times, if not 250 times, in all its different derivatives. So taqwa, ittaqu, wattaqu, muttaqin, tattaqun, all those things. That's all put together, you get 249 times, 250, let's just round it off, in the Quran Karim. And the question is, what is taqwa? So generally you say that, yeah, I got a lot of taqwa. Why? Because mashallah, you got a nice turban, long kurta, long beard, mashallah, read a lot of namaz also. So you know, the guy is a muttaqi. But taqwa, or the one who got taqwa, we'll say is a muttaqi. So they say is a muttaqi based on his outward appearance. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, how accepted is that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we need to know what is the proper definition of taqwa, so that when we do inculcate it, then our deeds will be accepted by Allah. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Tomorrow Taraweeh will read, inshallah, 6 para. Allah only accepts from the muttaqin. In other words, if you did not have the quality of taqwa, finish, your deeds did not go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So according to the Quran and the Sunnah, according to the Quran and the Sunnah, the taqwa that is required is, what is it? So how we translate taqwa, before I tell you what the Quran and the Sunnah, we translate taqwa as piety, mashallah, upright, closeness to Allah, consciousness of Allah. These are the different translations or definitions which we have for the word taqwa. So the Quran and the Sunnah give us the definition or the requirement and the essential meaning of taqwa. to be, carry out all those deeds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to carry out, keeping Allah in mind, and to abstain from all those actions which are sin, to stay away from it, keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind. So sometimes we do a good deed, but we're not thinking of Allah, like we just do it because we have to do it. So a fellow across the road, we helped him. But if you do it with Allah in mind, then you are doing it with taqwa. And likewise, sometimes there's a sin, and a temptation in front of us, but we can't do it because maybe we don't have the energy, or somebody is watching us, or we're scared. So we stayed away from that sin, not because of taqwa, not because of keeping Allah in mind, because of another reason. So therefore, we must ask ourselves, how many of our deeds do we do, good deeds, keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind, and how many bad deeds we abstain from, keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind. So that is the most important, essential meaning of what taqwa is at all times. Now, once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked one sahabi, what is the meaning of taqwa? The sahabi's name is mentioned in the hadith. So the sahabi said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, have you ever walked on a narrow path which has got the overgrowth of thorn bushes across the road? Lots of thorny, overgrowth. And you are walking through it. How would you walk? So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu replied, I will walk in this manner that none of my clothes get caught in the thorns that are there. So the sahabi said, that is taqwa. In other words, in your life when you are walking, at all times you must make sure that you do not get pricked by one of the sins that are around there. So basically you have to be careful at all times. That is what is taqwa. So basically if you are walking that particular narrow path, we are going to exercise caution. So caution is another name for taqwa. That means at all times I must be cautious that I don't do anything, that I'm going to break the order and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what taqwa is all about. And each one must ask himself, how much time or how often do I have this caution when it comes to exercising taqwa? And how much, at what level that I have got this taqwa? That's another thing also. There's a level, different levels of taqwa. And Allah has made taqwa one of the things that will be the deciding factor of our success or our failure in the akhirah. This world, we know, we refer to it as Darul Imtihan, the examination room, okay? So in the examination room, we know that we are going to be put with all three kinds of questions. So if we pass, we answer it correctly, we're going to pass. Allah has made the basis of the success of that imtihan, what? Various deeds. For example, Allah has put bad deeds, sin, temptations, and so forth. But Allah has also put good deeds, good character and good actions and that. So now when a person is in this world, he must ask himself that how many bad deeds I'm going to do that can cause my failure in the akhirat, and how many good deeds I'm going to do that are going to cause my acceptance in the akhirat and success. So this is what taqwa basically is, that at all times we understand that we are in the Darul Imtihan. Sometimes the temptation is there, sometimes we are desperate, so we could do something wrong because we want to get ourselves out of desperation. So therefore we're not careful how we do things. But we must remember that we have failed the test. So we are in this world, passing through an examination room. And passing through the examination room, we will be faced with all kinds of temptations. Taqwa will require, therefore, that we stay away from the wrong things. Now, you don't get taqwa just like that, press of a button, mashallah, you're a muttaqi. No. Taqwa, Allah Ta'ala puts us through different situations. And as we pass through those situations, then we will... If we stay away from something haram, then we are going to be coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taqwa is not a press of a button. We don't inculcate taqwa also, seasonal. Now is the month of Ramadan, so I stay away from all wrong things. So mashallah, I got taqwa. After Ramadan, finished, taqwa is gone. Neither it is situational. That means there's a situation there where I have to act like in a nice mashallah way. Must act proper and that. But the minute the situation is gone from there, then I'm again back to my old tricks. So that is not taqwa. Taqwa is something that is continuous in the heart, and it grows from stage to stage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes who are the awliya Allah. Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those people have got taqwa. They are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. And one of the important things of the month of Ramadan is we are given training for taqwa. That means this taqwa must be in our lives. In Ramadan, we're getting training. And after that, when the next 11 months come, then this taqwa must be the means of us leading our lives with caution and in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma'alina.